The barbecue grill was tantalizing, and we were wishing someone would give the signal to eat. To our dismay, we discovered that no one else was outside. We were alone, with our appetites. Crushed in a tight circle in the overheated living room were most of the guests, waiting rather impatiently for the fortune-teller to read their palms. One by one, they would eagerly hold out their hands, knowing they would hear flatteries, but hoping there would be some half-truth about themselves which would give them a mental uplift, an ego-builder to tell the boys at the office or the girls at the bridge table. And so it has been from the beginning of time. People have been obsessed with the desire to know what is going to happen in the future. From kings and rulers to servants and slaves, rich, poor, lowly and mighty people have called upon wizards, prophets, seers, magicians, the stars and the moon for powers and signs beyond the understanding of the human mind. Astrology originated in ancient Chaldea in the region around the Persian Gulf. All the proud kings of Chaldea and later Babylon had staff astrologers to advise them concerning the future. The Greek father of historians, Herodotus, speaks of the incredible city of Babylon and mentions the enormous ziggurat from which the astrologers tracked the stars. The ruins of several of these observatories, called ziggurats, have been uncovered in the area of ancient Babylon by 20th century